In today's episode, we're going to talk about a test that your doctor probably doesn't even know about when it comes to testing your heart. Happy day. This is the Wellness 717 podcast. I'm Dr. Jeff Ludwig. I'm the host of this show. This is sponsored by Camp Hill Family Chiropractic. And the aim of this show is to give this community information so you can make smart, safe, and sane healthcare decisions. So as they say, relax and enjoy the show. Well, welcome back, everybody, to this episode. And this is going to be a down and dirty episode. Today, we're going to talk about probably the most important test, or one of the most important tests that your doctor should be doing when it comes to testing your heart. And what's the main test that we usually do to go down this direction? We take what's called a lipid panel, which is generally your total cholesterol, your HDL, which is supposed to be your happy good cholesterol. We take your triglycerides, and then we take this test called your LDL, which is supposed to be your low, down, and dirty cholesterol. But I'm here to tell you that you need to know more about this LDL because your body needs LDL. And if your LDL is too high, what's one of the first things that your doctor tells you to do? They tell you to take a statin. And we're not going to go into all the negative effects of a statin. And I'm not telling you not to take a statin. What I'm telling you to do is to take this test that is not known really with a lot of medical doctors. And they should know about it. Your heart doctor probably knows about it. But usually they don't do the test because you've already had a cardiac event if you're going to a cardiologist. So let's get right into it. So the test that needs to be done, and it should be a part of the lipid panel, is called ApoB. That's right. It's a specialty test. And your LDL, basically, and I'm going to talk in basic terms for you. I'm not going to get into too much in depth of science, but you have these markers, right? These lipoproteins, and they all carry cholesterol and triglycerides through your blood. There's an ApoA, if you will, and A are the big fluffy particles, and they tend not to stick to the inside of your arteries. But these ApoBs, when there's an increase in ApoB, these particles are small and they're dense and they tend to be sticky and they tend to attach to the inside of your arteries. And that's what plaque is. And this test should be a part of your lipid panel, and it's not. And I scratch my head and I think, why isn't it a part if it's that important? Because there's a story to your LDL. You need it. And the statins lowers both the good, the ApoA, and the bad, the ApoB, and it doesn't discriminate. So you need that ApoA. So how do you find out? You do the test. At least get the ApoB taken. It's a cheap test, especially for a specialty test. It might be around 25, maybe 30 bucks. Probably should get the ApoA too, because you want to see what the ratios of those should be. So it's important. So number one, tell your doctor, even if they don't know about it, that you want an APO test and you also want an APOB. I went to my doctor just to see what they would say because I get a physical every year and they didn't even know what it was. I knew what it was. So I'm able to at least write my own scripts and go into Quest. That's where I get my blood test done. And I like to periodically, approximately every 3 months, I'll go get this test done because it's important. Sometimes more important than just getting the lipid panel. And it's simple and it's inexpensive. So why shouldn't you do it? So the takeaways are we need to be aware of plaque. And just because your LDL is elevated, you don't know which one it is, right? We do not want plaque inside our arteries because that's how heart disease, that's how cardiovascular disease really begins. So So what causes this ApoB, these particles, to rise in your bloodstream? Well, certainly nutrition has a lot to do with this. But also, there's some underlying conditions that can cause high ApoB levels. And they include things like an underactive thyroid, right? Hypothyroidism, kidney disease, and even diabetes. These are things that you need to be aware of. So here's what I want you to do for yourself. Next time you get a blood test, or you don't even have to wait, every time you get a lipid panel, ask your doctor. In fact, tell your doctor that you want this test done. Get the ApoB test and also include the ApoA so you can see the ratios. And that's going to be a great indicator, a great marker. And there's some other ones as well, but this is a test that isn't known, and now you know. Get the test done, and you'll be happy that you did. Well, there you go. Simple, down and dirty information so you can make good and healthy and sane decisions when it comes to your health. And please, please, this is information that you need to have conversation with your doctor, right? I'm not telling you to get off your statin. I'm not telling you to get off your drugs. I am telling you that we need to eat healthier, and we can add some things in another episode to help you lower this ApoB. But what I'd like you to do is just share this information with a friend, a family member. Tell them about this episode, but also tell them about subscribing. And I hope you're doing the same. Subscribe to the Wellness 717 podcast. You know, this podcast is sponsored by Camp Hill Family Chiropractic. And if you want to know more about what I do in my office, simply go to camphillchiro.com and just check out our site. It has a little bit of information. But more importantly, if you want to have a conversation with me, I'm happy to talk with you, but we need to set up a time. Just call 717-761-8840. Talk with Christine. She is awesome. And let her know that you heard about the episode that you listened to on the podcast and that you want to have a free consultation over the phone with me to see what I can do to help you go in the right direction when it comes to your health. So as we begin each and every week, I encourage you all to be well and be blessed. Have a great week, everyone.